I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
You ever have one of those mornings where you just feel like the whole thing is just hurtling out of control?
Yes.
Like you're in the car and it's just like, and the brakes are out and you're on a windy road.
No.
Yeah, that's how I feel right now.
Oh my God.
No, literally, I'm hanging on by a thread. There's the moment
I woke
up.
You're near death right now?
Oh God. No. We'll make it. You know how the movie ends. We'll be fine. We'll get to the bottom of the hill. It'll be good. But I mean, like right now, I'm just like, barely hanging on. It's ridiculous. It's just silly. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I wish I had something to talk about right now. I mean, like, I have a lot to talk about, but it's just, yeah.
You continued the Western Veterinary Conference last night.
WVC, they don't want to be called Western Veterinary
Conference. WVC.
No, it's really funny. Like, it was these pet food manufacturers and these pet medicine manufacturers, these guys... It's amazing. The cash that they have. Yeah. There's a country star. This guy's pretty big deal. Last year they had Keith Urban.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember.
The Hills Pet Food people pay for this.
Yeah.
Hills Pet Food. You probably don't, like off the top of your head, you might not know. These people know.
I know. Buy Hills, yeah.
Yeah, you buy Hills. Last night they had country star Brett Eldridge.
Wow.
7,000-8,000 people packed into Mandalay Bay Ballroom.
That's cool.
And I gotta be honest with you. So I'm, yeah, okay, you know what? I guess I do have a story. So last year, I'm getting ready to go up. The crowd is amped for Keith Urban. You know what I mean? They're jacked.
It's Keith Urban, man.
It's Keith Urban. So they've got this guy. They've got a you know how they used to have DJs that would play videos?
Yeah.
And they would video DJ.
Yes.
Wiki DJ and do that. They got a guy that does that. I didn't even know anybody did that anymore. And they got this guy, and he's really good at it.
Interesting.
He's
okay.
Awesome. They bring him in from Pittsburgh, of all places.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, like we're best friends now. This AJ, AJ Fresh might not be his real name. But
if it your parents are cool people.
Right?
Right? Yeah. Honestly. You know, I never really did ask if it was his real. I just assumed it wasn't his real name. So last year, he's playing Living on a Prayer. What happens when you're playing Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi? Well, you know, we got to hold on. Well, we got. Everybody sings.
Yes.
Okay? And they sing loud. It's the way it's been for years. It's the way it's just how it works. If you're somewhere. In fact, it went viral, didn't it? The guy who was on the New York subway.
Oh, that's right.
Singing Living on a Prayer. Everybody starts singing with him. And then he did it again a couple of weeks ago. Everybody started, he was like going to park or something like that. And everybody started singing with him. I'm mad about that.
Why?
Because last year, everybody's all fired up for Keith Urban. Homeboy's playing Living on a Prayer. Everybody's singing. They cut it off right in the middle. They cut it off. And they're going, now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the stage your host, Jeff Buchanan. Now I got to go up there.
Ah.
And they just cut him off in the middle of the Living on a Prayer.
So did people start booing or no? No,
that was just for me.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Stop.
No, but they, so I walk up there last year, I go up there and I go, this cannot be. We were in the middle of something right here. And I just kept the sing-along going. But then 6 months later, homeboy on the subway, and then, you know, and he does it again in the park, goes viral with it. And I'm like, we missed an opportunity. So last night, I go, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back your host, Jeff Buchanan. These are my people. I mean, honestly, and they're so nice to me there. They really are. So I go up and I go, we missed an opportunity. And we could have gone viral. So literally, I've got video from behind me, which is really, like, really cool. And then a bunch of people took video from out in the crowd, and we did Living on a Prayer a cappella, and it was awesome.
That's so cool.
I love it.
It was cool. And then I felt bad because then the crowd was amped up. Like I had them amped up like it was a Rebel game or something. You know what I mean? Like it was, yeah. And then I had to introduce the senior associate vice president for equine and you know, consumer health products from Hill's Pet. And he's got it. And literally the, literally the look in his eyes. He's looking at me like, yeah, thanks, bro.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks.
I had to go out here and do at least maybe, 10 minutes. Come on.
Yeah, you're supposed to get them excited. This is a little much. You could just tell by the look. So it's all, yeah. So
that's
it's
cool.
All, it's all, in fact, you know what? I just actually got a good copy of it. I'm putting it up on my social. We'll put it on 985 Kelly's.
Perfect.
And look at that. It's already Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Kind of reminded me of Michael Jackson, old school Thriller.
Oh, or, yeah.
Choreo.
That's what I was little, channeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little, are you going to learn it? And so we could do
bye,
it together?
Bye, little, you know, the marionette thing. Yeah. It's very old school, brought into with a new school flavor.
It never changes. Every time we play that song, it's the exact same choreography. So you can learn it and do it with me if
no,
you want.
No, I'm cool. No, I'll get video. Share it with the world.
Oh, nice.
Actually, no, only because Kayla is the queen of sneaky video.
Mm. I am. I am.
She'll
the
catch queen. You while you're doing something else, and then she asks you a goofy question.
I like.
Can you tell she got me. She got me earlier today. That's why I'm a little soft, a little edgy about it.
If you were listening a few minutes ago, I asked about the Western Veterinary Conference, but they don't like to be called the Western Veterinary Conference. They like to be called what, Chet?
WVC.
So I asked him. I asked him in a sneaky video. I said, "Hey, Chet, are you down with WVC?"
And of course, being a good teammate,
yeah,
I know because I'm not doing anything else, and I know she, and I don't know, I just thought she was being silly, and she goes, "Are you down with that, Chet? Are you down with WVC?" And I went, "Yeah, you know me," and then she's like, "Ah!" And then I realized she's taking video.
Oh, I crack myself up. That's yes, all that do. Matters.
Yes, you do.
Dear Lord.
So. I want to, ordinarily with the first pick, we try and keep it simple, you know, what I mean? Because it's freaking early. And I'm not trying to put too much on anybody's brain, right?
Sure.
But this might take just half a second for you to think about stuff. We were talking about something post-show yesterday. I don't even remember. I made some reference to the movie to Departed.
Yes, that was it.
I made reference to the movie because I will watch Departed every single time. It's become my new Shawshank. If Departed's on, I'm watching it. Okay. I don't care. Same thing. Departed, Shawshank, and Miracle. If they're on, I'm watching them.
Okay. Okay.
Kayla's never seen The Departed.
I've never actually seen it. No.
You've seen The Departed, right?
Yes. One time.
Have I ever told you how every time The Departed comes on? Yes. You never watch it? No,
never watched The Departed. I know the Boston accents were strong by some, but not by others. And then I know
oh,
that
no,
it's
Nicholson.
Like,
there's half the movie Nicholson's not even doing it. Like half the movie Jack Nicholson loses his accent. It just
I
goes away.
I feel like Jack Nicholson at the time that movie was made was in his I'm on a yacht with 86 hot chicks phase. So he just didn't care. He was because he was just Jack Nicholson. And everyone's like, oh, it's perfect.
Yeah, he's like, you want me in this movie or not? And right? I know, and he's great.
Yeah.
For me, he's awesome in this movie. But you've never seen. So the question is, what movie, and it's kind of a simple question, but I thought we'd come back around on it. What movies do other people talk about all the time that you have never seen? I've never seen The Notebook.
I just watched it yesterday.
It's so good.
You don't understand. I need a Noah.
Amen.
I got nothing. I got nothing.
Oh, it's very sweet. I think you would love it.
I probably would. Oh, I'm not
going. Yes. You would
cry.
Think of you and Amy.
Yeah, yeah.
You cry and you laugh, and then the ending is a cheer. Oh my
Take
god!
Take it easy.
Harmon movie.
Jen ain't crying.
No, you know what? Honestly, The Notebook. That's The Departed for girls.
Yeah, right.
That's very true.
Or Shawshank for girls. Have you seen Shawshank?
I have seen Shawshank. Yeah.
Well, okay. What are the other movies that people talk about? Well, this is why we'll do the bit.
I've never seen Pulp Fiction.
What?
Yeah, but you're scarred by it.
I'm scarred by one scene of Pulp Fiction. It happened when I was a kid, so I'll never watch Pulp Fiction. That's intentional.
What happened?
There's a scene in there that's very graphic, and as a child,
This goes back a bit, though, because you thought it was something else.
So when I was a kid, when Pulp Fiction came out, there was another like cartoon movie that came out for kids that had like Fiction or Pulp or something in it. And I was like, I wanna watch
it
this.
It had either Pulp or Fiction. And I'm like, not sure.
I thought that was it. And
you're
so
like, I'm from Florida. And orange juice has pulp in it. This must be good.
Basically, I turned it on, and it happened to be this very graphic scene. So, of course, as a child, I'm traumatized now. I turned it off
real quick. Were the guys in the dungeon?
Yeah.
Were the guys in the basement?
Yeah. So, I refuse to watch it now.
And the other guy has the hood on?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for bringing that up again, because I kind of pushed that out of my brain there for a while. But, yeah, I know I was scarred, so I will never watch Pulp Fiction. So, I don't get any of the references that people talk about it.
I get that. Do you have one? Do you have a movie that everybody?
I do, and you're gonna, somebody's gonna get me for it. Roots.
Oh, Roots is so good.
But it's so, I mean, it's so 70s.
But you know, a lot of people make references to Roots.
Yeah, no, I got
you. A lot of people that I didn't even think would watch Roots have watched Roots.
I want to go back and watch it because I don't think I was little, and I remember there were things that were scary. You know what I mean? Because I was little.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've watched. Yeah, I got to go back. How many? It's like 8 parts. It's a lot.
I don't know.
It's a lot. It's not like a 2-hour. It's not like a 2-hour thing that you can just watch on a flight. You know what I mean?
It's okay.
It's like.
You got to dedicate a day.
I'm thinking of something different.
Roots?
Yeah. I think I'm thinking of something
different. It's not a movie. It's not like a mini series.
Oh, okay. And not that. I'm not thinking of that. I guess I haven't seen
but
Roots
it's like
either.
A big, oh, it's a big.
It's huge, and I hear
was thinking
it's great.
Of the Shia LaBeouf movie, but I think of
Holes.
I think that's what I'm.
I watched that this weekend too. I love him in
Holes?
That. Yeah, my
Holes
son loves
movie.
Holes. He read the book, and then so yeah.
No, Holes is the movie.
Into it. Yeah.
All right, so we'll do that. That'll be the first pick.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
this. On 98.5 KLUC.
God, I was looking because I was like, I want to watch Roots. I want to go back and watch Roots again.
Yeah.
They did a remake a couple of years ago.
Oh.
Did a remake in 2016. I guarantee I gave it 2 thoughts and then I went, ugh. Not watching no stupid remake.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it was great. I'm sure it was just fine. But I'm so anti remake right now.
I have to, this is the thing. Now that Jess is saying, I'm like, I feel like I've heard of this before. So I'm going to have to go watch the
Roots?
Original. Yeah. I can't, I got to watch the original or else it'll.
It's about slavery in America.
Yeah.
And it's raw. It's raw. Even though it's like 70s. It's like 70s. It was super raw for then.
Yeah.
From what I understand.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know. What do I know about those 70s? Whatever. but no, I want to go back and watch. But what is it? 702-364-9898. What movies do other people talk about all the time that you haven't seen? I made some Departed reference yesterday in the post-show meeting, and Kayla just kind of looked up and went, never seen it.
Yeah.
And it was like, what? And then, I mean, you guys saw your reaction a minute ago when I said The Notebook.
That just blows my mind. But I mean, I guess it makes sense that The Notebook is the Departed for girls, I guess.
I might have seen a scene. You're Shawshank. It's Shawshank.
It's Shawshank.
Shawshank for chicks. I might have seen a scene. I am also one of those people that goes, I don't want to watch this from the middle. I want to watch the whole thing.
Okay.
I want to see the whole thing. So I will make it a point.
I have another one that all my guy friends, all they do is quote it. And even some of my girlfriends quote this movie all the time. The Monty Python and the Holy Grail. I've never seen it. I just
all of you, really?
All of my friends have seen it. And I'm like, I've never seen it. And they're just obsessed with it.
You know what? I'm with you.
Monty. And I'm like, well, I don't know what that means.
As much as you know that I love to like study comedy and I love, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of the Monty Python stuff.
There was multiple? Yeah. Oh, my God.
No, Monty Python was a British TV show.
Okay.
For years. And then they did movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I'm...
Learned
yeah, my
new today.
And Monty Python, like, there was parts of it. Like, you for me, you got to sift through a bunch of Monty Python crap. It's like SNL. You've got to... When SNL hits, it hits... big.
Yeah.
It's either home run or strikeout. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you got to sift through a lot of junk to get the gold.
Yeah.
On that. But 702-364-9898. Tickets for the Pennzoil 400 this weekend. NASCAR is back at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. It's going to be awesome. You qualify for a grand prize of passes. You go wherever I go. Come and hang out. I'll take you wherever you want to go, or you can just go, I don't care.
It's so much fun.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I'll get you places where those passes will get you, but you didn't know you wanted to go.
Oh.
Fair enough. We'll get you, we can also get you 4 front of the line passes to go see the new Disney Pixar movie Onward on Tuesday the 3rd at Regal Red Rock, or Fandango movie passes just if you just want to do whatever you want to do. You're being all independent and whatnot.
Yeah.
What movies do other people talk about all the time that you've not seen? You have no idea what they're talking about. 702-364-9898.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
We have to resist the temptation here.
Uh-oh.
Because the temptation is going to be, with every call, the temptation is going to be that for all of us to go, what?
What? How do you survive?
Yeah, what?
I did that on every single call. No,
I looked at the screen and went, yeah, okay, I need to set some ground rules.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Well, and here's the thing, too. I relate to a great number of these.
Oh, really?
I know. I really do. Oh, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so sorry. Oh. I didn't have the proper music playing. The queen of the first pick, ladies and gentlemen.
I find it hard to believe the queen has not watched every movie, all of the movies.
The only royal I still care about, the queen of the first pick. I'll tell you what. Hi, Brandy.
Hi.
Hi, buddy. So what's the movie that everybody talks about that you've never seen?
Back to the Future.
You've never seen Back to the Future?
Resist the temptation.
Never.
Resist.
That's just so fun. Because, like, even, like, Brandy works in education and everything like that. Yeah. And so growing up, we used to I remember watching that several times, like, in school for some reason.
No, you didn't watch it at school.
Listen to me. Like, in eighth grade.
Well, it was Florida.
Oh, wait a minute.
Fair enough.
Think about what you're saying here.
That's funny.
Part of the floor of Venice school curriculum.
Anytime we had like a substitute teacher, they'd put on that movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, classic know. Americana. You probably should give it a swing.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
You won't regret it. Why?
How many are there? 3 of them, right?
There's 3 of them. Just watch the first one.
Yeah, you don't
need to watch us.
They're 2 and 3 are okay if you're really into number one.
Mm-hmm.
But 3. For me, 3 more than 2, and I don't know why.
I don't like 2 as much either. For me, it goes 1, 3, 2.
Yeah, it's cheesy goodness.
I love them all.
Yeah, and 1 is better than the other 2 combined.
That's very true.
And here's hoping that no one ever remakes them.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, please, you cannot touch it at all.
I may end up in jail.
It's funny. No.
Well, it's always wonderful. It'll be graced by the presence of the queen of the first pick.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Hang on 1 second. We're going to let the music fully play out. Thank you. This program has been brought to you by PBS. Please donate. Please donate to help our cause. Chris in Green Valley. Okay. This is where Chris and we take a parallel path here.
Hmm.
What movies everybody talk about and you haven't seen it yet?
I haven't seen the Endgame, Avengers Endgame. I haven't seen either part of them.
I haven't even fully seen Civil War.
Yeah, no, I won't watch those ones. And I don't like Captain America.
No,
oh, interesting.
Here's my thing. I love Captain America. You know Captain America's my favorite.
Yeah.
I love Iron Man. I love all that. I'm now so intimidated that I'm so far behind on Avengers movies. I feel like I'm not going to be able to catch up.
The unfortunate part is that you do have to start with, like, at least Civil War to understand the rest of it. I mean, don't get me wrong. You're still going to enjoy lots of action in all of them. But if you want to actually understand everything, you got to start with Civil War.
Yeah, stuff blows up. I'm cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I haven't. I'm not there yet. Billy. Billy in Downtown, what's the movie everybody talks about you've never seen?
I had never seen any of The Godfathers.
I haven't either. Don't feel bad. I don't get that. And I don't get that. I know it's, is it The Godfather that is the cannoli line? I don't know what movie that's from either.
I make you an offer you can't read.
That one right there. But don't they make the, take the gun, leave the cannoli or something like that?
Something like that. Yes, no, it's something like that. No, you're right. I will make an admit. I think those are movies that you need to watch sober. And so that's my downfall. I couldn't keep up. I couldn't fully.
I've only watched the first one. Love the first one.
I forget.
Yeah, I've never seen any of them, but I grew up in Chicago, and all my family are like, yeah, I'll make you an offer you can't refuse. And they talk about, I learned more in the streets than I ever did in the classroom, and all these other sayings from the movies that goes right over my head.
You know what,
Billy's accent's fantastic, yeah. Isn't it? God dang it. Will you just come in? Will you come in here to the studio and just sit next to me and talk all morning?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, good. You're a good man. We'll watch
it's
the Godfather.
It's not going to cost you a whole lot. But yeah, no problem.
We'll watch The Godfather together. It'll be great.
It's over. Right,
hang on. Wayne the Flagger. I'm sure people just scream at you when you say you've never seen
any of the Star Wars.
Oh, crazy. I'm not judging, but like how? I feel like they're always on TV. Like even before they started coming out with, 7, 8, and 9, yeah. I still feel like they were always on TV.
Well, there's always others on TV, you know?
That is true. Other things are on TV.
I've seen the original one.
Like Sawshank.
No, A I'm New Hope?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I've seen the original one. No, I got you.
None.
Right, WTF, I got a question for him.
Hang on, let me get him back on.
Have you watched Spaceballs?
No.
That was just on the other day. No, I've watched the first one of those, and I've watched Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
Kind of. And then, what was after that?
Revenge of the Nerds?
I've seen that.
No.
That was cool,
Revenge
too.
Of the Sith?
Okay, whatever.
I have to remember.
Yeah, but
Four is a New Hope.
With Darth Maul.
Yeah.
So in any event, I'm with him on that, and now I really would love to get into it. I mean, it's the same thing with the Avengers movies. I'm worried that I can't catch up.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how much family drama was in Star Wars. Because the last one that came out, I leaned over to my son in the theater. No joke. I was like, okay, so that's her brother.
Right.
And that's their cousin.
The cousin.
And then the mom and the... Because then he was like, yes, mom, yes. No. I was like, this is a bunch of cheese men in this movie.
That's funny.
My wife goes and sees them with her brother.
Okay.
He'll come to town and they'll go watch Star Wars movies. And I'm way left out. I'm way left out on all of that. Devin, you're okay because this one's still fairly new. Devin's in Northtown. Hey.
We love
when Devin calls. What movie have you not seen that everybody's talking about?
Ford vs. Ferrari.
Yeah, that's a great movie. Did you see Ford vs. Ferrari
have not,
yet?
No.
That's still new enough, though, that you're good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're good.
I was going to wait until it came out on Netflix, and then I was going to wait a little bit longer.
No, don't do that. It's all right.
I think it's already out, and I just don't want to commit it.
No, I paid. No, you still have to pay for it.
Dude, you still have to pay for it.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I had a random conversation that came out of nowhere yesterday that just, is it stressful? Is it stressful to pump gas? As a woman, is it stressful to pump gas because you get approached all the time? Or do you, how often out of every 10 times you pump gas, how often do you get approached?
I wouldn't say, probably once out of every 20 to 25.
That's enough, though.
Yeah. I've never thought about it. It's weird when you make eye contact with people and like somebody else that's pumping gas, like you'll look up and they're looking at you and you're like, oh, it's happening right now.
Yeah.
Because you feel like that's inviting them in. And I'm like, we just made weird eye contact. Please don't come over.
Okay,
and I've had that happen a couple of times.
That they'll come over after the eye contact?
Yeah.
Stop staring at people.
I look up Creeper. And they're already looking at me. It's not like I'm staring at them.
Yeah, they're checking you out.
Yeah.
Because that's what guys do.
I think it's just a curiosity thing, which I completely get. But I mean, they're not like I'm like batting my eyelashes at you. Like,
no, of course not. You're pumping gas.
Yeah. So I quickly do it, and I'm like, all right, $10 is enough. Bye. And I leave real quick.
Is it uncomfortable pumping gas?
No.
My wife just doesn't like it. You know, she doesn't like doing it.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
She doesn't like doing it. But I don't think, I've never asked her if it was because of that.
Oh, yeah.
Because of Creeper guys. But I get it. I get how, how it can feel sketchy at the gas station.
I feel like when someone's coming to approach me at the gas station, it's for one of two things. They're either trying to hit me up for money or they're trying to steal my credit card that I've just used in the machine. Because I've been approached several times. Like, if we're talking about just hitting on, probably once out of every 25, maybe even 30 times.
They're not trying to hit you up for that booty?
But they try to hit me up. Like, I get hit up all the time, especially Vegas. People walk up and they're like, hey, my car is right there and I have no money to get any gas at all. And we're just trying to get here. And I get hit up all the time with that. And I mean, a lot of times, I try to help out.
When you say all the time. When you say all the time, so it's...
It's happened to me twice in the last month, if that's what you're going to ask. It's happened to me twice in the last month.
Exactly what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Two out of three times in the last month that I filled up gas, yeah.
Do you ever help?
If I have change, I give him change. But a lot of times I don't have cash on me, so I'm like, I can't help you.
Who carries cash?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could go over and throw my credit card in the machine, but no. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm in a rush, and I have no cash by.
No, I'm not putting my credit card in the machine for you. No. I'm sorry. I really, truly am sorry, but I can't take that chance.
Do you get approached at all at the gas pump?
No, God, no.
I don't know. Some girls are thirsty.
I'm a big, goofy-looking dude. Nobody's
approaching. But you got a sexy truck, so.
But I will tell you, like there are times where, like, if it's late at night or early in the morning even,
where you're
the only one there and then somebody else can pull up a little too close. You know what
I
mean?
Oh, my God. Like, I hate that. That tends to happen to me. Like, we get here very early for work.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to the gas station at, like, 3:30, 4 a.m., and nobody else is there, you better not pull up to my pump. No. You better be on the opposite end. That's the only time I don't like it is when it's nighttime. And I'm a big girl. I feel like I can handle myself. But still, I don't want to make it seem like I'm unbreakable or anything like that. But, yeah, I don't like that. Like, there's plenty of room.
Exactly.
Go over there and pump your gas.
Yeah.
And believe me, I'll be watching you the whole damn time.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's when they get you, though, because you're eyeing them, and then their partner comes out from the bushes from behind you.
That's right.
Get you.
That's right.
But that's why you slowly pump the gas. I'm ready for it one day, and I will pour gasoline.
Are you going to blowtorch somebody?
I will at least drench them in gasoline. Don't come for me.
Let them think about it.
Yeah.
I love Jess or no. Don't come for me. You're going to get gas in the face, homie.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Are there other places like that? Though
the grocery store.
Any parking
all
lot.
All the time.
Oh, wait. First one.
The grocery store all the time. This is the reason I prefer.
It's creepy for you?
It's creepy for me when I shop by myself because for some reason, I don't know if I have a ask me questions about the food products on the shelf look about my face, but people ask me all the time. And it's only when I'm by myself. It never happens when my boyfriend's with me.
They're trying to shop for that booty.
Exactly. That's what I'm like. It's the only thing that makes sense. It's not like I'm wearing like booty shorts though.
And where did you say?
I totally drew a blank. But parking it drives lot. Me.
No. Oh, yeah.
Oh, parking lot at night. Any kind of parking lot and it's nighttime.
Yeah.
Don't approach people. Like.
Oh, God. No, don't approach people at all.
Don't approach me or anyone else.
Don't approach. Why? What are people approaching you for?
Yeah.
No, what are they approaching you for?
Sometimes it's to ask for money. It was not getting hit on.
Maybe you were getting hit on and you just didn't realize you were getting hit on.
Not when you're asking me for
money. Don't ask for money. That's a bad opening line. That's a bad opener. Hey, girl, you got any money?
Yeah.
Would you like to take me out? That's not how that works. Oh, God. I'm sorry. I'm feeling very... What's the word I'm looking for? Woman, it's not woman empowerment, but just like I'm protecting my girls right now.
Yeah.
Nice.
I just feel bad. I saw this thing and I had this conversation about the people that it's uncomfortable for women to pump gas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, my God, that's not how the world should work.
No.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, good. Thank you for listening in the morning. And also thank you for listening on the radio.com app. We love it. We love it. And if you miss anything or you just want to go back and hear it again, you can go to the radio.com app and just search Chet Buchanan. We have a podcast that goes up every day. And we've thought about, here's what happens. There'll be a lot of times there'll be extra stuff that we planned for the show that we don't get to.
Yeah.
I think we need to revive the after the show.
I would love that idea, actually.
And just start, you know, rapid fire. Maybe do an extra half hour.
Oh, God, okay.
And just, you know, knock it out.
I was thinking like 15 minutes.
Great. Whatever works. Doesn't matter to me. I was like a half hour. I didn't want to feel rushed.
Yeah.
How do you feel about getting involved in a family squabble this morning?
Oh, wow.
Are you up for it?
Yeah. I mean, I was a little hesitant of family stuff is hard.
The both of you are a lot hesitant. What was the noise you just made a second ago? It was like, I believe the face that Lil Jess is making right now is, ooh.
Well, who's family? Accurate? Our family?
No, not our little family. No. We have no squabbles.
Okay, well, then I'm fine with passing judgment on somebody else.
Is there a squabble that I'm not aware of?
That's what I was going to ask you.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Are you good?
I'm good.
Kayla, you good? Lil Jess, you good?
Yeah.
No, I think we're good, Jess.
Okay. I was laughing.
Okay, so yesterday.
Damn it. Nobody tells me anything, right?
No, that's how I immediately went, is it about me? Again.
I can't handle it.
Okay, so yesterday, it was kind of family squabble. It was husband-wife, where the husband wanted the wife to return the gift that her boss got her.
Yeah.
Boss got her $100. Boss got her $100 Victoria's Secret gift card. The husband not having it. Roberto not down. I just decided I'm going to say his name. Roberto was not down and wanted her to return it. So then there were all the ins and outs of that. How do I even tease? Well, okay. Your kid gave my kid what? For Valentine's Day?
Oh.
I hate to do this. Is he listening right now?
No.
Your son?
Mm-mm.
Did Dwayne shoot a shot on Valentine's Day?
No.
And Jess would know.
That you know of?
Yeah, well, no, there was nothing.
You would know. I feel like you would know.
I would.
Yeah, you and Dwayne are tight.
Yeah.
You guys are pretty open.
Yeah.
Did you ever buy a boy an extravagant gift?
Yes, I bought my 8th grade boyfriend a necklace from Walmart. It was nice. Because it was like when I was going through like the cool chain necklaces were like, that was the thing.
Sure.
And so Josh and I bought Josh a necklace.
Oh. I did, at one point, I want to say it was early in high school. I did do the gold dipped rose with the koala bear. You know,
did you really?
Sure.
How much did that set you back?
$4.99.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
I feel bad. I didn't understand what this meant when I first read it yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
Janet Dubois, who was on a show back in the day called Good Times, she died yesterday. She was 74, no cause of death. According to reports, she was in pretty good health and all that kind of stuff. So she was on Good Times. And then more recently, you might have seen her in Tropic Thunder. You might have also seen her in Charlie's Angels Full Throttle. But she won 2 Emmys for her voiceover work on the PJs. Have you seen that show, the animated show?
Yeah.
So she did that. I did not know she was also a writer of music. You may be familiar with this little piece.
Well, we're moving on now.
She co-wrote and sang this.
No.
Janet Dubois. I never knew until now. I don't know why I would know, but I didn't know. I feel like it was something I should
I've always been bad with like artists, but this is a classic song.
Is this the greatest TV theme song of all time?
It has to be up there. It's top 5.
Because they don't do TV theme songs anymore.
The only other one that comes to mind.
Friends.
Saved by the Bell.
When I wake up in the morning.
Yeah, no. I got you. Saved by the Bell, strong. Yeah, but here, I never count Friends. I never count Friends only because that was an actual song.
And they just translated it to a shorter version.
I'm not sure which came first, the chicken or the egg on that one, but you know what I mean?
Is this not a full-fledged song, or did they make this for the TV theme?
This got played on the radio, but it was because of the TV show.
This
was the theme song for the show.
Interesting.
I don't know why Seinfeld comes to mind, but I don't know, maybe just because I like Seinfeld.
I don't remember the Seinfeld theme song.
Yeah, I don't even remember it.
Well, I ain't singing it right now. Don't even worry about that. Is that the greatest TV theme song?
It's definitely top 5 for me.
Gilligan's Island.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, great poll.
Uh-huh.
Great poll out of nowhere.
You're really good at this, Jess.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
That used to be my favorite childhood memories, was singing the TV show thing.
That was the
Walker Texas Ranger could be up there for me too. But...
No way, it's not even top 10.
You're so Florida.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I was gonna say that's makes perfect sense to me.
Oh God,
that's awesome. No, what's really funny about this, you know, the bit we were gonna do right now, maybe we'll do it a little later. I'm super good at this. It's my superpower. It's the thing that I might be best at, but no one cares.
What is it?
TV theme songs for Lil Jess.
Ah, yes.
If my wife and I can ever decide who else we want to have go with us, my wife and I will win all of the money at Fast Money on Family Feud.
Oh, really?
We will. If we can put a team together and win, you know, the game on Family Feud,
yeah,
we can get to Fast Money, Amy and I will win all of the money.
I'd love to see that.
I would love to be on your team. But I mean, I know I'm not feeling. No,
yeah,
I'm
not a strong one. You don't test well.
I would do well at that.
Whoa!
I play pretty well at Family Feud.
Whoa! How many times have we talked on this show about how you panic in those situations? You'd get on Family Feud, and that white hot spotlight would go on you, and then Steve Harvey would walk over, and you'd just be like,
no, I feel like I could turn it on. That one instance,
but she's the player you need, because with all her bouncing that she does, her cute little ponytail. She's a player you need, Chet. Mm-hmm,
she's mm-hmm. the one that'll get us on TV.
Yes, and keep the cameras on you guys.
Keep in mind, we formulated this game just because of her lack of ability to perform well in pressure situations.
15 seconds of panic!
It is true. It was formulated around my horrible testing ability, so...
Okay, well, maybe we'll do that in a little bit.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, nothing like a little family drama to get the day started. yesterday, so we had Christine, and confirmed.
Oh.
Christine and I have worked together on
That's
some
great,
stuff.
Though.
Yeah. So, I think I may know this boss, too. I'm not exactly sure what she's doing right now. Anyway, the boss got her a Valentine's gift of a big box of chocolates and a gift card to Victoria's Secret.
And not even just a gift card, a $100 gift card.
Yeah, we ain't talking about $5 trough.
Exactly.
We ain't talking about the $5 trough. Well, we might be, but that's 20.
Okay. Exactly.
Plus tax. So her husband was not pleased. Which here's the only part that I... Maybe he's just had enough, or maybe he was feeling not so fresh. You know what I mean? Maybe he was feeling a little insecure.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee this is not the first time something like this has happened. Or maybe it's just the first time he's aware of it.
Well, and it didn't help. The boss had a type, and it happened to be Christine. He has a type, as Roberto told us. He brings those type of girls, petite blondes that look very similar to Christine, to all these holiday parties and stuff.
Heard your story. So we got an email yesterday afternoon. Heard your story this morning about the woman who got the inappropriate gift from her boss. I'm in a fight with my entire family right now.
Oh.
Well, I have a 14-year-old daughter. She has, and she puts it in quotes, a boyfriend of 3 whole weeks now.
Oh, hot.
It's just, no, the email is just dripping with sarcasm.
Yeah, it
just
is.
Dripping. Her boyfriend of 3 whole weeks now. Daughter apparently bought him for Valentine's Day AirPods.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh.
How much AirPods? AirPods are like $100.
I think they're more than that.
Yeah, I thought they were like...
Like $120.
Wow.
I just bought my wife some five months ago.
Like they range anywhere from $100 all the way up to $200. So
no, maybe they were. Maybe I don't know. In any event, she's furious. She's even more angry. She wants the boyfriend to give them back.
Okay.
She wants to call the boyfriend's mother and force him to give them back. You want your 14-year-old daughter to hate you forever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably the best move. Or at least to hate you for a while, and then she'll remember again later, and she'll hate you more. Dad is like, no, leave it alone. The whole idea of learning about money, and I believe this is a quote as well, is learning the lesson of getting burned when you spend it unwisely.
It's true.
So he doesn't want to do anything about it. She says it's her money. She made it from babysitting. She's been saving for a long time for this. Well, apparently not, because she's only been with the boy for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm just sorry. I noticed the hole in the story. but she can do what she wants with it. So what do you do? Do you let it play out? Or obviously parenting, I don't know much about it. And little Jess, you can help us here, but I would assume a big part of parenting is pick your battles. You know what I mean? Isn't that truth? A big part of parenting. Well, he's 11. You pick all the battles.
Yeah, I was going to say, not when it comes to my kid.
In this case, do you pick your battles and fight it, or do you pick your battles and let it go?
I will tell you why the mom is wrong here.
By the way, boy got her a card and a rose. Why? Because his parents told him that's all he could spend.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
The plot thickens.
The plot thickens. That's right.
Yeah.
702-364-9898. Do you fight that battle and call the kid's mom?
Oh, my God.
And make the kid give the AirPods back? Well, I think you can hear in my voice where I'm at. This is just like, yeah.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, this is an interesting situation. 14-year-old daughter gets her boyfriend of 3 weeks. Very serious.
Just so intense.
iPods, would you set her up to $200?
The newest, yeah, generation, yeah. 200.
That makes some sense.
Yeah.
She bought him... What did I say? iPods? AirPods. Bought him AirPods for Valentine's Day. And mom is just furious and wants her to get them back. Dad is calm about it. He says she's learning about money.
Yeah.
And if you want to blow your money on stupid stuff, well, then you won't have any money.
That's very true.
You know, and just...
He's 14 Kayla, now.
Don't explain yet, but you dug your heels in and said mom is wrong.
Mom is wrong in this.
I agree with you here.
Yeah.
Ooh,
someone put us on hold.
Your call is very important to us. Please hold for Brianna. She'll be with you in a moment.
Oh, thanks, Brianna. Where do you think Brianna works?
Listening to the hold music. Sadly, Brianna, we don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what is this name?
Anjale.
Hello, Anjale. Hey, girl.
Hello.
Hi.
Boy, that changes everybody's attitude, doesn't it? When they find out your name is Anjale, they act right. Or they act wrong. Or they act up.
I was going to say, they act dude, up. Really?
Yeah, because all
you
of a sudden.
You put it on there.
Yeah, all of a sudden I went, Anjale, excuse me. Stand up straight over here.
Absolutely.
Anjale, you did something similar when you were younger.
Yeah, I did. So my mom, because I was the neighborhood babysitter for like basically almost my whole life. So my mom was like, that's your money. You spend it how you want to. And if you decide that you want to spend your money stupidly, then that's on you. Like my mom was like, at a very young age, she taught us how to manage our money. And she was like, you know, for school, you need to buy your own school supplies, buy your own school clothes. So if you want to spend, you know, $300, $400 on a boy, then you're just going to have to wear like clothes from last year.
Yep.
And over the time, I just kind of was like, oh crap, let me spend my money more wisely. And as I got older, it taught me great money management. So I agree with the dad on this one. I just feel like the mom should kind of just let it go and let the daughter learn, because if your mom is always going to be there to catch you when you fall, like, how are you ever going to learn?
My mom would have said, if you have 200, let's just assume it was 200.
Yeah.
Or let's assume it was 100.
Okay.
If you've got, my mom would have been like, if you've got $100 to blow on this boy that you've been dating for 3 weeks, you do not need another dime from me. That's what she would have said. She would have gone, you've got more money to spend than I do.
And see, my mom's not that hardcore. My mom probably would have caught me in this situation. However, the mom in this situation specifically is wrong.
Let's check back in with Brianna. We were enjoying being on hold. I'm not going to lie, Brianna. We like being on hold just for a minute.
Sorry about that. I got another call.
Wait, that's weird. So on your cell phone, were you able to put us on hold?
It actually called me back.
Interesting.
It was super weird. I was like, oh man, I lost him. And then, it called me back.
Your phone is pimp. All right. So what side are you on here? The 14-year-old girl bought AirPods for her boyfriend, and mom is angry. She wants to call the boyfriend's mom and get the AirPods back. Where do you sit on this issue?
You know, I have to agree with dad. So I agree with dad, because the embarrassing part for the girl is going to be her mom asking for that back. You know, it's like, kids are mean. Kids talk. They're going to be like, oh, yeah, she tried. You know, I don't know. I think that the dad is right 100%. She's going to realize it was a bad choice eventually, but let her make that mistake. Let her learn from it. And I don't think that it's worth embarrassing her or the other kid over.
Yeah. You're going to ruin her life. Thank you, Brianna. It was so worth being on hold. It really was. It was totally, totally, totally worth it. And Lori and Megan are basically saying the same thing. Is there anybody who's on the other side that wants these AirPods back?
No. I will tell you, though, the dad is wrong in this, but the mom is even more wrong. You can't ask for the AirPods back, because what are you going to do with some used AirPods? That's gross, okay?
Why is the dad wrong?
Oh, I just don't agree with him. Like, you could probably ask for those back, because kids make mistakes, and you can try to teach them this is a mistake. But I'm saying that
doing that because it sounds to me like you're being wishy-washy here.
I'm not being wishy-washy. I'm telling you that you can't ask for the AirPods back because it's unsanitary. It's disgusting.
Well, then you can't ask. If you can't ask for them back, then you can't ask for them back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't, well, maybe you could. You know what I mean? Either you can or you can't.
No, that's what I'm saying. You can't ask for a Mac because it's gross.
Right.
Yeah.
You said the dad could, because you're trying to teach about mistakes. No, here's your mistake. You spent the money. You spent the money. It's gone. Sorry. Right. This boy breaks up with you in 2 weeks. Oh, by the way, don't use that one either.
And don't throw it back in her face does happen, because you still want that trust built. I think mom is going a little overboard by saying that she wants the AirPods back. But I know, knowing my son, in a couple weeks is going to be like, hey, can we go to Yogurtland? Hey, can I get this from Target? And I'll be like, yeah, you got $120 worth of AirPods.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you can. That's go ahead.
Amen, little Jeff.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Putting the finishing touches on a 177-second survey, 3 minutes or 3 seconds shy of 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Because that would be a 180-second survey. 3 seconds shy of 3 minutes. We hope to get through how many topics?
At least one.
Well, no. How many?
I mean, three. Sorry.
Yeah. We hope to do three, but we usually
only do one.
Usually just one. 177. Lil Jess is adjusting.
Yeah.
She's adjusting, getting set, ready for action. 177 seconds. She ready. 177 second survey starts now. When was the last time you were drunk at work, Kayla?
A year ago.
The only reason I ask, there was it just came out of nowhere, this article with old school actress Melanie Griffith.
Uh-huh.
She was big in the 80s and 90s, and said that she once got fined $80,000 for showing up wasted on a movie set.
Oh, wow.
That's extreme.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I thought, when was the last time you were drunk at work? A year ago.
A year ago. It had to be. And I was like,
on the
tipsy.
Show?
It was after the show. We had some sort of thing going on with work, and they had beers in the office, and I had two, and I hadn't ate anything, and it went straight to my head.
Remember the other meeting that we just had not long ago? Did you miss it?
I missed it.
The all staff meeting where they were talking about the new initiatives and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not coffee in my cup. Meeting was pretty good. Nice. Well, Jess?
Never.
Never once.
Never once.
Oh, really?
Drunk? No.
Huh. Actually, no, the thought was we need to do something about that.
Uh-huh.
What bothers you more? Knowing, or what are you more, what scares you more? Knowing how you're going to die or where or when you're going to die?
How I'm going to die.
What scares you more, knowing how you're going to die or when you're going to die?
I think knowing when would probably scare me more.
Yeah, I think when.
Especially if I haven't gotten my son financially
taken
care
man.
Of.
No, yeah, man.
Oh, you get more stressed out about it.
Yeah.
Tick,
okay.
Tick, tick.
Yeah.
See, this is really nice. This is nice. Oh, it's nice. That clock is more like tick, tick,
yeah.
tick. Yeah, that's...
I have irrational fears, though, so that's the reason for me. It's like how...
Okay, so we were joking. Well, not joking, but we were talking about what's your superpower. It's something you're really good at that no one cares. Lil Jess has an amazing recall for TV theme songs. Is there something else that you're really good at, but nobody cares?
It would be resume writing and being able to get other people jobs.
Oh, nice.
No kidding.
I'm really, really good at it. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think people would care about that.
That's interesting.
I really
they
do.
They might
I
not once the fact that I am going to be charging moving forward. Because I have a great success rate. So.
Good.
You should get some sort of cut on that.
Yeah.
Kayla?
I'm really good at Minesweeper, man. If there was some sort of superpower involved in Minesweeper.
Aren't there Minesweeper tournaments?
Yes, I used to compete in them, but nobody cares about that stuff, so that's the reason it's my superpower that no one cares about.
Pow. We are out of time. That is your 177-second survey.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Real funny. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Here's what's funny. We actually got two bits out of this conversation.
Okay.
No, because yesterday after the show, I don't know how this came up about this to all the boys I've loved before, and then now there's part two, right?
Yeah, to all the boys, P.S., I still love you.
Yeah, you guys were all excited about that, which spawned what movies do other people talk about all the time that you haven't seen.
Yeah.
You two are all about this.
It's such a good movie. I mean, it's about high school love, so it's just sappy.
To all the boys I've loved before... plot synopsis on IMDb. A teenage girl's secret love letters are exposed and wreak havoc on her love life.
Mm-hmm.
And then, does that seem accurate?
It seems accurate, yes, but she starts a fake relationship with this guy, Peter, because of these letters, in order to cover up how she truly feels about a neighbor. And then they end up dating in the end.
And in the second one, she has a decision to make. So how it got brought up is I had asked Kayla if she was team Peter or team John Ambrose.
Yes. And I'm like, I thought you were talking about The Bachelor. I'm like, what? Laura Jean. Is that how you say it?
Laura Jean.
I got Laura Jean and Peter. I've just taken that relationship. I pretend to official when another recipient of one of her old love letters enters her picture.
That's John Ambrose.
Oh, my God, John Ambrose. Oh my
God. It's very sweet. Her and John Ambrose have a lot in common, so that becomes a huge issue in itself. They like to do a lot of the same things, unlike Peter. So Jessica asked me who a team I was on. I said team Peter, of course.
Somehow I got out of this that they chose their significant other over their friend.
Yeah, I don't know how that came about, but
that's not how it goes.
I don't know where that came from.
There's more to the story. The back before they become teenagers.
Uh-huh.
Laura Jean and I forgot her friend's name, who's now her frenemy. They used
Jennifer.
To be. They
this
used
is where
to
this
be
came
best
from.
Friends. Yes, and then she dated the boy, and then they're no longer friends. And yeah.
Wait, who dated the boy? Laura Jean
Jennifer.
Or frenemy? Jennifer?
I think that's her name. I feel like that's wrong.
I feel like it's
Jennifer.
Wrong, too.
She's so gross. Jennifer. I hate her.
No. It's typical teen
Jen.
Drama.
It's Jen.
Jen.
Yeah, Jen.
I call her Jennifer because she's a B. Well, you know what? I'm going to stick with the original premise.
I don't know how we got on that.
I'm going to go ahead and just keep going with it then.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because obviously Lara Jean has picked boys over Jen.
That is true. Yes. Right? That's where we got it. You're totally right.
Yeah. Yes. No.
I think they're both guilty of that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. Yeah. No, still works.
Yeah.
When did they choose the significant other over you?
Oh, I have a friend like that. One of my dearest friends growing up. And then all of a sudden, like, she started dating someone. And now she, like, does not to any of us.
702-364-9898. They told her. And I'm not talking about, oh, we don't hang out as much anymore. That happens. That happens because there's only so many minutes in the day.
Yeah.
But when did they flat out choose them over you?
Yeah.
No, I had somebody once that I was involved with that said, you can't hang out with him anymore.
Oh, what?
He creeps me out. Yeah. No, and we were done shortly thereafter.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah, but did you choose that side originally until it was over or no?
No, I just kind of played it cool for a minute. I knew that she was too controlling.
Oh yeah, demanding that of you.
I've had friends that certainly I've chosen my wife over them, but they made that choice themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they blew it. They blew it. 702-364-9898. I'll just say it one more time because I feel I need to. When did they choose the significant other over you?
I listen on the app.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
Catch anything you missed. Or if you just want to hear it again at KLUC.com or on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
What's the name of that movie?
To All the Boys, P.S. I Love You.
To All the Boys.
I still love you.
To All the Boys. And at some point, it was basically... oh, yeah. Because I asked yesterday, what was the female equivalent of bros before? And you said it was chicks before.
Chicks before, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that now.
Remember the conversation we had about this? When did they choose the significant other over you? Tyler in Aliante, this happened to you?
Yes, it did, chat.
Sounds
very formal.
Fact, yes.
Very, very formal. Yeah, so what happened? So you said your best friend would be the one that would mess up, but then you'd get blamed for it?
Basically, like, I mean, we were closer than close. Every weekend, we, you know, my wife and I would sleep over at their house and drink and have a good time, and they'd come into our house and play. You know, we'd, you know, play PlayStation together and stuff. Like, granted, I'm 30, but, you know, we'd have fun times.
Sure.
And we all went out to... a bar down in Fremont that's, you know, very popular. And he was with one of his coworkers who was, you know, a very pretty girl. And she was, they were dancing and grinding up. And I felt uncomfortable. And I was like, I'm leaving. And I left and took an Uber home with my other friend. And the next morning, I'm getting text messages and calls saying how he can never hang out with me again. I'm a bad influence. And I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I wasn't even there.
Oh, my God.
The old bad influence.
He blamed everything on you.
And this person is incapable of making their own decisions.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course.
You have such a hold over them.
Yeah, he never made his own decisions in his whole relationship. His wife was the pants wearer, if you know what I mean. So.
Sure. Sure.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Poor Tyler.
Well, thanks for sharing the story. Sorry about that.
He was a scapegoat. He was the dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
No, and honestly, at the end of the day, isn't the problem really mostly with the wife? Well, I mean, he screwed up. Dude screwed up.
Yeah.
But the idea that she also is unable to realize that he couldn't possibly have been messing around on her.
Doing anything wrong.
Yeah, she's an enabler for sure.
Yeah, not her husband. No. Shelly and Sohi, you got tossed to the curb.
I did.
What happened?
I've always had a lot of guy friends, and one of my best guy friends, we literally hung out almost
every day after work, we would just go and mess around, like go bowling, go play frisbee golf, just do random stuff. It was always so much fun. We always had a blast. And he started dating this girl, and one day I heard from a mutual friend in the group, he's like, oh yeah, Scott can't talk to you anymore, otherwise they're done. I'm like, that's weird. So I sat and waited, and finally they broke up, and I eventually introduced him to his now wife.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Wow.
In your face, ex-girlfriend.
I love this. Shelly's the, yeah. Shelly's the gatekeeper.
No, oh, my God, that's great.
But Shelly is the gatekeeper.
Yep.
Shelly's the one. Shelly is the string puller. I love this.
Uh-huh.
It's great. Have a great day. Thank you. Well, see, I was also going to say, the one thing I know, Shelly's hot and very confident in who she is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you could just, you can tell, but you also know that that was very threatening to her friend's significant other.
Yeah.
And probably.
Because they have a bond. They were the best of friends, it kind of sounds like. So there are some girls that can't handle that stuff.
Yeah, and I don't want to say rightfully so that she should be threatened. You know what I mean? But Shelly's got game.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's all. Shelly's got game. Some people can't handle that. They just can't. Melody, when you introduced your friend. You tell the story. I can't tell what's going on.
I introduced my friend back in high school to a guy that I knew, and she knew him too. But the thing was, like, after they started dating for a few weeks, it kind of got weird because she wasn't really hanging out with anybody, including me. I would ask her, like, on a Tuesday, hey, do you want to go to our favorite, like, place or whatever? And she'd be like, no, it's okay. I'm going to hang out with my boyfriend. And then I was like, oh, okay. But then later on in the month, she actually started ghosting everybody, like, literally just, like, disappearing from, like, everybody's, like, friend groups and things like that. So I was like, wow, you're not even going to talk to me either?
Aww.
It was kind of funny. Because, I mean, the fact that I introduced her to her boyfriend, so I was like, oh, I thought we would, like, all hang out at the same time.
No, I mean, there are some people that disappear on you in relationships. It is unreal. My friend T-Mart, I love him so much, but he started dating this girl, Carrie, that really, I mean, like, I like her. She's okay. Nobody else in our group likes her at all. And so because of that, he just kept getting further and further and further in and now doesn't talk to anybody. Yeah. Like, literally, when I tell you they have no friends, sucks. It's the two of them and they have no friends now.
That sucks.
I got a confession for you guys when you're ready.
Oh, my God.
Let's talk to Daisy really quick. Hang on one second. Daisy, wow, this was a long-term friendship.
Yeah, she was literally my sister, and I mean, it still hurts till like this day, but I mean, I let it go, you know.
What happened?
So, we were like best friends, and like I got a boyfriend first, and then me and my boyfriend and her, we would all hang out together, and it would be nice, you know, we would go out and we would never make her feel awkward. But then she got a boyfriend, and then we tried that with her boyfriend, and it was a little, like, it was weird.
He's not
and
down.
Then,
that's funny.
I felt like he didn't like me because of this incident, but, like,
you can't just gloss over like that. Well, because of this incident. Give us the short version of the incident.
Short version is I went out downtown. I caught him dancing, grinding on this girl.
Wait, is that the one from before?
Is this the same other call?
Yeah, well, so yeah, you caught him slipping though. So yeah, he don't want to be around you.
Yeah, so I told my friend, I was like, well, I don't know, just be careful with him, you know. But I mean, it was fine. And then she just, like, honestly, she just, like, stopped talking to me. Like, there was no, like, okay, I'm done talking to you. She just, like, stopped. And
yeah, you know why? Because he poisoned you.
Exactly.
He knew you had dirt. He knew you had dirt on him. So he turned around and told her some lie about you. Some lie about you. So that she would leave, you know, so she would leave you. So you wouldn't have a chance to go. So even if you said, well, just so you know, I caught him downstairs grinding up on some skank, and he would go, she's just being petty.
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah. Did she? I guarantee you, she probably like said that you were hitting on him or something like
yeah.
that. And that's the reason
he poisoned
that
you.
Girl is in denial, and let's you're better off.
let's call your friend right now and tell her the truth.
Uh oh.
No, I don't even have her number anymore.
All right. Fine. Thank you, Daisy. Have a great day. That would have been so much fun. By the way, Daisy's friend, you know what? Your boyfriend, he was grinding up on some skank.
I know. He's Daisy, a liar.
Daisy had the goods on.
Makes you happy in the morning.
Playing the songs you like.
Fresh podcasts go up every day at KLUC.com and on the radio.com app. Just search Chip Buchanan.
I'm just secure enough that I can be totally secure about my insecurity.
Okay.
But literally, so I'm trying to anticipate, because this is what I do. I'm trying to anticipate what you're going to say. And I went, you know what? Jessica just finally, she's had enough. She's quitting the show right here. She's
going to
quit.
It could
she's
going to yeah.
quit the show, right?
I ain't got nothing to lose.
Well, here's the thing. I read into stuff. It's totally innocent. Last night, because Jessica, before she joined us, was working for another radio station in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And you posted, or you reposted, or I don't even know how it came up, but it comes up in my timeline, and it's a picture of you from the old station.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, why you've been with us 2 years? And I'm like, and then I was just like, ugh, let it go. You're thinking way more about this than she is.
Mm-hmm.
The picture, because I know, I went, well, the picture's about, you like that picture of you. You know the picture I'm talking about?
Yes, yeah.
You like that picture of you.
Yes.
And it doesn't. You probably didn't even think about the idea that the other yeah. logo's in the background.
Yeah.
And I was
teasing.
You were teasing what?
Where I was going to be.
Why? What?
No. It's all good.
I don't know.
I don't know either. All right. So what's your real confession besides the fact that you're going to be on another radio station that I
yes,
didn't know about?
So I got to confess that I did break girl code when it comes to chicks before, you know.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So when I was in my early 20s, I dated this guy, James, for close to 2 years.
Ooh.
And my best friend dated one of his friends. She actually moved in with him. So now they're all living in the same area, which is the Valley in California. I'm about an hour and a half away in Diamond Bar. Her and I forgot why our friendship got rocky. It had nothing to do with the boys, but it got rocky to a point where I wasn't sure about trusting her. And I was like, she was telling me about me. I was telling her about her. Like, it was just getting really, really rocky.
Oh, you mean telling you about each other? Like,
yes.
This is what I think. And
yeah,
this
it
is
just
where
got
a
little contentious.
I think that
as a human being,
if I remember correctly, she might have done something to just lose trust in her. So then she decides to drop a bomb that has nothing to do with what we're arguing about. And then it was something that happened like months ago.
Oh, so she's just trying to hurt you.
Basically,
now, she's trying to hurt you.
Not really hurt me. She's trying to get back on my good side. So the bomb she drops on me is, well, when I was over at James's house, he leaned like over me, and he was trying to hit on me, and he was thinking that having that information was going to be me yeah. saying, oh, D,
thank you.
Oh,
you're
thank
looking
you.
Out for me.
Guys are, you know, this and that or whatever. So she didn't expect that I was coming for her, because I was like, first of all, why are you bringing up old stuff that you decided to keep quiet about
for
almost
so long.
A year
right,
ago?
Right.
Yeah.
You kept quiet and you
oh,
decided
James
to use it.
James leaning over her was
yes,
a year ago.
Was like a year ago. She didn't tell me then, but now you want to tell me now?
Yeah,
so yeah,
shady.
I broke girl code and I basically put the wall up and was like, you out.
No, you know what? I'm on Team Jess on this.
Yeah,
one.
I was like, you're out. I mean, now we're friends again. And it's so funny because when I went to see her during boot camp in Chicago, she tried to sneak that conversation back up again.
And
I
was you like, say?
She felt
I
guilty.
I said, D, you and James at that point were nothing for me. So let's move on. James is not in my life,
uh-huh.
but I'm choosing to have you in my life again. So let's move forward. But FYI, don't bring up stuff that you decided to be quiet about. Next time you have another friendship like this, don't bring up old stuff like that.
No.
Just to think it's going to help you recover
it's like
friendship.
It's a bonding thing.
Yeah.
Like she thought she was going to bond.
You're a good person for letting her back in. Because
yes,
that's,
I am.
Because she's... Yeah, she's...
It negates well, she doesn't, saying.
Yeah,
yes.
No, she doesn't need me to say it anymore. She got it. In the, so funny. No, yeah, you were justified in making that choice.
P1s are the good people that listen to this show on purpose.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And for that, we thank you.
I have the biggest smile right now.
The Chep Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for no real apparent reason, other than, oh, my God, in one form or another, we've all been there at some point. Now present a teenage girl who's cutting her own bangs.
Here's me cutting my bangs. No. Oh my God, oh my God. Oh, I'm about to cry. No! Oh my God.
Have we not all been there at some form or another?
Oh my God.
I didn't cut my own, but my mom one time, I was like, God, I was like 9. And I had a helmet of head, or of hair.
Yeah.
I had a giant head too, but I had a giant helmet of hair. And my mom was cutting my bangs, and she, by the way, the girl was 18. She cut it too short on one side and then went, oh, just let me even that out. And then ended up cutting it too short on the other side.
And so she just kept
even it out again. She kept going.
Then did you have to buzz it all off at some point?
I remember we had to go somewhere.
Yeah.
I remember I didn't have to go to school the next day. And then we had to go to a professional to fix somehow.
By the way, this is when YouTube tutorials fail you. Do not think that you could do what the professionals do in this situation. Because, homie, I saw this video, and homie cut the bangs, like, down by the tip of her nose almost, like, yeah, halfway down the bridge. And so when you let go of them because you're pulling down the hair, it springs back up, and it was significantly too short for her forehead.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chep Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
By the way, Running Rebels played their best game of the year last night against Colorado State. They won 80-56.
Nice.
They went up early. They went up early and held it throughout the game. Great game for the Rebels at San Diego State on Saturday.
Are they still ranked pretty well, San Diego State?
Is four good?
That's pretty good.
Is fourth good?
Yeah.
I think third, maybe even. I don't know. They're like 53 bajillion and 0.
Gotcha.
Like, they haven't lost since the 70s. No, they're like 27-0.
Oh, okay.
No, it's a test.
Yeah.
It's definitely a test on Saturday for the Rebels. But, hey, last night, amazing, amazing game. Golden Knights play Tampa Bay tomorrow night. I have a question.
Yes.
Did you see the Hot Cheetos bath video?
Oh, my God. How dumb is this girl?
I did not, but I heard about it.
She was surprised that a certain part of her anatomy would get as much attention as it would without her actually showing it. That it's dangerous. So what she did, she filled a bathtub full of bath water and hot Cheetos.
Yes.
Stupid.
How dumb
right?
can
and
you
isn't
be?
That, aren't we? That's an infection waiting to happen.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now let me ask you this. So because I'm a boy,
mm-hmm.
don't really know. Okay, what's the difference between that and, like, bubble bath?
It's different. Bubble bath has soap in it. Hot Cheetos have, like, hot stuff
chemicals.
On them. Yeah, like...
How do you know it's not the same stuff that's in soap?
It's not.
I know. I'm just guessing. I'm asking.
Well, okay, so, for instance, if you go back to whatever... What was the guy's name that used to date Miley Cyrus or Noah Cyrus? And he was obsessed with hot Cheetos. And the hot Cheetos, like, burn the inside of his stomach. Why are you going to put that on your most sensitive of areas? I can't remember his name.
I didn't care. Little
man.
Little.
It wasn't like Little Peep.
Little Uzi Pump?
I can never remember.
You lost me at Noah Cyrus.
Little Nas Pump X? Uzi?
It was something like
Uzi
that.
Uzi Vert?
It was, I can tell you in 2 seconds. Little Zan.
That's what I said. What'd you say?
That's exactly what I said. So,
Little Zan. What'd you say?
Little Zan.
I was pretty sure.
Like, that's just an example right there. Like, he ate too many of them. I realize that was a lot. But still, you're going to put that kind of hot stuff on your stuff? Like, that's not...
Yeah, like, even though it's diluted with the water, it's still bad. It's still bad.
Oh, my God.
Like, the water makes it worse, doesn't
it?
Yeah,
it does.
Never mind.
No, ask. Just
ask
be careful.
For stupid.
You can't. Oh, well, there's that.
Because like, they say, like...
Like, what was her point?
Yeah, was she just trying to go viral? Like
probably.
Well, the whole thing is then you got to do like, you got to douse yourself in milk because they say don't put water on it because water's just going to spread the heat. That's what they say for jalapenos.
That's if you have a grease fire.
No.
They say milk helps with spicy food.
Yeah, like if yeah, you need milk. If you have water, if you have like peppers or anything like that, it spreads.
Who said she had a problem? How long do you have?
She got to have a problem.
No, well, here's the question. If she just got in, it was a 3-second video. If she just got in the water, in the hot Cheeto water, and she was in it for 3 seconds. Like, let's say she was in it for less than 30 seconds. Isn't it possible that she got out of it okay?
It's a very slim chance, in my opinion. Because I don't know anything. I don't know anything else other than my opinion about
In your trained medical opinion.
Exactly.
Can you imagine cleaning that bathtub afterwards?
Oh, God.
Yeah,
and
gross.
The stains it would leave
behind?
No,
the whole thing is ridiculous.
Ew. You would find out, by the way, if you stayed in there for longer than like 2 seconds, you would find out where every sort of cut on your body is at.
Yes. Let's
go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Kicking off your workday commercial free on 98.5 KLUC. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
I told Kayla we're very excited about player number one. Who is it, Lil Jess?
Lupe Herrera from Northtown.
Lupe!
Hey!
Hi.
Have we not seen you since Terribles down in...
I haven't. I know we've been looking for somewhere to see you guys, but we haven't found anything lately.
I literally was looking through my photos the other day, and I have one of the most adorable photos with Liam ever. I love your son, Liam.
I think we all do. I think we have a collection. It's like we have a shrine in our office.
Yeah, we'll find you guys soon, and we'll see you guys.
Now, lest we sound biased, we are not. This game will be played equally and fairly. Who's contestant number two?
That is Sky Roybal from Summerlin.
In fact, Sky, I might have to cheat on your behalf just because, you know, obviously we're fawning over Lupe. Yeah, so we'll play it fair. By the way, Lupe, what's your buzzer going to be?
Hey.
And, of course, because she's from Northtown.
Yeah.
Sky, what's your buzzer going to be?
Ding, 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 ding.
The good news is everybody wins today, and we love you both long time. Kayla has the questions. Here's question one.
Justin Bieber has remixed Yummy with which country duo?
It's awful.
Oh, God, it's terrible. Is that Dan and Shay, Florida Georgia Line, or Maddie and Tay?
Hey.
Lupe.
Is it Florida Georgia Line?
Is it Florida Georgia Line? Yes, it is. That was the wrong buzzer. It was Florida Georgia Line. They're being, you know why I did that? Subconsciously, I did it. Because this is what I think when I think of that remix.
Yeah.
Oh, it is so bad. They're doing all the lyrics like this. And it's like so put on. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah, it's like we get who you guys are. Stop it.
Yeah.
You could
be country without talking like this through the whole song.
Girl,
yummy,
you got that yummy, 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 yummy girl.
Gross. It's so, oh my God, I'm just, so you can tell, we're really not sure how we feel about it. We do know one thing for sure, and that's one zip Lupe. Here's question two.
So which A-lister said his divorce was the biggest regret of his life? Is that Brad Pitt, Ben Affleck, or Ben Stiller?
Hey.
I think it was Sky.
Hello?
Oh, your phone's cutting out. Say it again, Sky.
Ben Stiller?
Ben Stiller. No, I believe he's still married.
No, he's not.
He's not married to Christine Taylor?
Yeah, they broke up 3 years ago. They divorced 3 years ago.
Well, he probably didn't say it out loud, but he's thinking it.
Lupe, was it Brad Pitt or Ben Affleck?
Brad Pitt, I would think.
Is it Brad Pitt? No, it's Affleck, and no, he's right, too.
Yeah.
Jennifer Garner was, she's solid.
He was doing a movie, and he said that the character that he was playing really, like, cut close to home for him. And so it was, he realized he was a really big regret in his life.
Yeah, and the drinking was bad.
He went to rehab 3 times.
Well, but the drinking was bad, but then he started having troubles in his marriage and made the drinking worse.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And the whole thing was just sideways. And they were talking about doing another Batman movie, and the reason why he turned it down is because a friend of his said, if you do this Batman movie, you'll drink yourself to death.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So he went, okay, I'm not going to do it. Yeah, really bad. So where are we at? One zip, Lupe, heading to the all-important third and final question?
Yes.
So you know what? Goal, Running Rebels, best game of the year. against Colorado State, 180-56. So we will make this all-important third and final question worth 80 big game-winning points.
So which former One Directioner was held up at knife point on Valentine's Day in London? Was that Liam Payne, Niall Horan, or Harry Styles?
Was it Zane? Sorry, I was.
He was having a moment.
Did you buzz in? Yeah, we were having a moment. Did somebody buzz in?
Hey, Nene.
Oh, Lupe just buzzed in.
Is it Liam Payne?
Was it Liam Payne? Well, here's the thing: if Lupe gets this right, Lupe wins. If Lupe does not get this right, she leaves the door wide open for Sky to swoop in and steal the victory. Is it Liam Payne? Semi-dramatic pause. No, it wasn't Liam.
Sky, was it Niall Horan or Harry Styles?
I'm going to say Harry Styles.
If it is Harry Styles, Sky steals. Sky wins. If it's Niall Horan, Lupe gets the one zip shutout. Is it Harry Styles? Why, yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Although Chet doesn't believe that he got held up at knife point. He thinks it's fake.
I want a witness. That's all I want. I want a witness.
A little pool surveillance.
It smells like juicy smolay.
It does a little
just
bit.
Just a little bit to me. Sky, you are the winner, but today everyone wins. And we're so glad that both of you played, and we're so glad that both of you are listening. But only Sky Roybal from Summerlin could be today's champion.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Brought to you by whom?
The Paul Powell Law Firm. More lawyer, less fee.
You've been listening all morning. Keep it going at work.
They're just awesome. I love them.
The Chet Buchanan Show kicks off your workday with commercial-free music on 98.5 KLUC. The greatest person in the world.
You know what? I'll go first today.
Okay.
I'll go first today. The last couple of days, I got to do a thing for the WVC. The Western Veterinary Conference. They set a new attendance record this year. 16,000 people.
Incredible.
To come to this thing. And those are all people coming from, you know, other places. And mostly from other places. There are plenty of locals, though, which is, and it's always fun.
Yeah.
To go into a thing where you're not expecting locals. And they're like, woo! You know? And you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. So they let me host this thing. They hire me to host this thing. But quite honestly, The deal that we have is I just go, hey, you tell me what you want me to do, and I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll make it happen. And they're like, all right, cool. So there's very little restrictions, very little guidelines. And last night we did a thing where I got to just jump up on stage and play with the crowd before I introduced this concert, this country concert. And here's, I don't know if my phone will be loud enough so you can hear it, but. No, it's fun. So we start.
Hit that note there, Chief.
Thank you. It's a silly thing that, because I was mad because we actually did that organically last year.
Yeah.
And then that dude on the subway went viral. And I'm like, oh, we missed an opportunity. So we just did it last night. And it was just a lot of fun. So WVC and all the attendees and everybody, it was just good times. And
the greatest person in the world.
Lil Jess.
And Nico Brown, she sent me an email letting us know that she listens every day, absolutely loves us. And I told her thank you. And she was like, I'm just paying it forward. So it's nice to get those reminders, pay those compliments, pay it forward. So Nico Brown, you is.
You isn't. She sounds like she's a celebrity. When you say Nico Brown, I'm like, ooh who's
what
that?
Movie did she star in?
The greatest person in the world.
We have a lot of our listeners sound like celebrities to me.
Yeah.
They all do. I guess maybe because we really do care about you, mm-hmm. and we think it's, and you have cool names. So that's, that's all. Kayla, what do you got?
You probably haven't met Glenn Paul Davis. He recently passed away at the age of 88. He is from Grand Meadow, Minnesota. And for more than 55 years, Glenn Paul Davis was a school bus driver in that district. 55 years from 1949 to 2005. Well, when Glenn passed away, they were like, this man loved his job, and he took
pride. Wait, when did he pass away, though?
He passed away like a week ago.
Okay, so recently.
Recently, yes.
And how old is he?
He's 88.
88. What's 88 minus 15? Because that's an old school bus driver.
Yeah.
73? He was still 73 driving a school bus? Yikes.
You know, Minnesota, what?
In the ice?
Ooh, honey. And this is where it comes in. He used to pride himself. He volunteered afterward and everything after he retired. He used to pride himself on the fact that he never had an accident, not one day on the job for over 55 years. And then to honor Glenn, what the school district did was they made a custom casket for Glenn in the shape of a school bus, which is just adorable. I just hope that one day in my life I make as much of an impact as Glenn did on this community.
Amen.
So to Glenn Paul Davis, for your hard work for over 55 years in the school system, you is...
the greatest person in the world.
Your love is my drug.
Duh.
Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right!
It's the Chet Buchanan Show's final exam.
You didn't know I had a part in that song?
Yeah. Writing cred right there, Jess.
You weren't aware that I should have got co-vocalist. By the way, amazing news. Remember the big Daytona 500 crash, Ryan Newman?
Yeah.
Yes. Everybody was so worried about him. Up, speaking, walking around this
morning. Oh,
it makes me want to cry to say it out loud.
That's phenomenal
because honestly, I thought this ain't going to end well.
Well, they said serious, but not life-threatening. And I'm like, that could mean a lot of things.
Right, but at the time, too, it was so bad. And Ryan Newman is one of the bigger guys in racing. Mm. So when he was on his top, you know, when he was on the roof,
and it was
kind of mushed in, that just didn't...
Yep.
Yeah, it wasn't... So thank God. Thank God. Who's on the phone?
Tanya Turner of the Northwest.
There's a lot to celebrate right now. Tanya, what's the Kesha song of the day?
Love is my drug.
Good one.
Yeah.
Nice job. Congratulations. We have Kesha tickets for you.
Thanks. That is so great. I love her music.
Good. Well, you're going to love this because, honestly, I think she's gonna come in hot. You know what I mean?
I did a deep dive into her catalog of music yesterday, and I'm like, I forgot about how many songs I know from Kesha.
Kayla is a bit of a Kesha fan. If you know any, a Kesha aficionado.
One of my top five songs is Cannibal, which was not one of her famous ones. Don't go listen to it.
No,
it's very disgusting, but I love that song.
You like the dirty ones.
I know, I do.
You know what her favorite, Bruno, I'll never forget this about Kayla. You know what her favorite Bruno Mars song is?
Which one?
Gorilla.
Oh.
Dirty, just dirty. Everybody have a great day. Look at this. We're almost ready for another weekend.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Hump day today. Enjoy the nice weather. Eat lunch outside. And we will see you tomorrow. And thank you also to our friends at Meineke in honor of Customer Appreciation Month. They're doing $14.95 synthetic oil changes. Boom, that just happened. Our friends at Meineke, we love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow, everyone.
Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.